They were holding a daf tzadik beis of an aleph on top. The last thing was an omer rapopa bodiklon ropa. That Rav has to shout like this. On top of the Gemara says that his shana was nischa rechelo bekama. When you bring a rechelo, that's a female, is how much is in a sochim? How much yayin do you have to bring? And Rashi says nischa rechelo bekama, yayin he tzricha. Shoy ritzonel and so said he wants to test us. In Yidim Afarshim, it would make a difference between a zochra and the keva. That was a shayla. Nischa rechelo bekama. He brought a proof from the Mishnah that the Mishnah in Shkolim says Gedi Mishamesh Nichse Tzayin Shel Gedolim Mishal Ketanim Shel Zchorim Mishal Nekevus Chutz Mishal Elim. So it says over there they had a Gedi, that means they had like a seal with the sign of a Gedi on it, which that seal showed us that the Nesachim for a Tzayin, whether the Gedolim or the Ketanim is the same thing, whether the Zchorim or the Nekevus are the same thing, the only one that has difference is only an Ayin, like we had before. The Elim and the Kvosim, those are the only ones that have a difference. From a Shenken here, by Rechelo, Pshita, and Nekevus, there's no enough community, whether it's a big or whether it's a small, they all have the same amount of Nesachim. Here now the Mishnah says, Kol Korbanos HaTzibur, any Korban of a Tzibur, Ein bhem smicha, there's no mitzvah to make smicha. Chutz, excluding, min ha-par ha-bo'a kol ha-mitzvahs. A-par means where the tzibur listened to the Beis Din HaGadol, and they did a chet b'shoygdi because of them. So they have to bring a par helam dover. When they have to bring this par helam dover, here the pasuk says, there's a smicha by the zikni hayda. They have to make a smicha. And also, a soyer ha-mishtaleich. That the Sayyid Mishlech is brought on Yom Kippur, the one that sent away also there, the Kohen Gadol makes a smicha for the whole Tzibur. So these two Korbanos Tzibur needs a smicha. By shaking all the rest of the Korban Tzibur, there's no smicha. Rabbi Shimon says, Af Sayyir Avoidus Kechavim. That if the Klai Yisrael does the Chet of Avoidus Zorah, so they have to bring the Sayyir. This Sayyir also, there's a mitzvah smicha on it. That's what Shimon has. Shimon has that the story of Avodas Kechavim also was toy in smicha. Then the Mishnah says, Kol Korbanos HaYochid Tunin Smicha. By Shenken, all Korbanos that a Yochid brings, there is a mitzvah smicha that the owner has to put his hands with all his weight on top of the head of the end of the Korban. Chutz excluding Min HaBechor or Korban Bechor, V'ha Maiser and a Korban Maiser Behema, V'ha Pesach and a Korban Pesach. On these three, there's no mitzvah smicha. Now the Mishnah says, v'hayorish, if somebody yarshins his father, but his father had a korban and then his father died, so the yarsh, the son, yarshins it. So now that the son yarshins the korban and brings the korban, our Mishnah holds, seimich, that he's called like the Bailam now, and he has to make the smicha, he has to put his hands on top of the head of the animal. Or maybe Nesachim, who adin, he has to bring Nesachim also, the same way his father was had to bring Nesachim with the Korban, his son now also has to bring Nesachim with the Korban. Or Meimar, who adin, if he makes Meimar Itzchal, just like if the father would have made Tamura on the Korban, Itzchal Tamura, who adin the son also, if he does it, Itzchal Tamura. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, a lot like this, Kol Korbanos HaTzibur, Ein Behem Smicha. A regular korban tzibur, there's no mitzvah smicha. Chutz mi par habo akol ha-mitzvahs. Excluding this par, where the tzibur listened to the Beis Din HaGadol, they did a chet, b'shoygei. So later, they have to bring a par helam dover. Here there's a mitzvah smicha. And there were then also, usirei avodes kechovrim, divi Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. There's now Mishnah when Rabbi Shimon says, av soya b'shechovim, he means to exclude the sor ha-mashtaleich. But the two that Rav Shimon holds is the par helam dover and the soyer that's brought for the chet of Avodah Zarah. That's the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sirei Avodas Kechavim, Ein Bem Smichi Yagyus No. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tanakhama Baal Mishnah that says no, that the only two korban tzibos that need smicha is only the par habua kol ha-mitzvahs and the sor ha-mishtaleach. But Rabbi Yehuda Tanakhama holds, not the soyer Avodas Kechavim. So the kitzitz of Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, when they bring the soyer for the Avodas Kechet of Avodah Zorah, is there a mitzvah smicha or not? Reb Yehuda holds no, that the Seiri Avodas Kechavim does not need smicha. If so, the Gemara is, V'yasmi ovi tachtayim, so Reb Yehuda is saying, which other korban tziba needs smicha? In other words, the par helam dover, everybody agrees. But what's the second one? So Reb Yehuda holds, Soyir hamishtaleach, the soyir that sent over the Lazozel on Yom Kippur, that one needs a smicha by the Kohen Gadol. So where is the question, what's from Reb Yehuda? Is it not possible to have only one? Like, maybe there's only one korban tziba that needs smicha. Like, what's the question? Which other one? Now that Reb Yehuda takes out the Seiri Avodas Kechavim, so he asks the question, which other one should I include? Like, who said you have to include more than one? So Morris says, yes, you have to. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Gemiri, there's such a halacha l'mashmasin, like a Kabbalah, like, that shtei smicha es betziba, that there are two korban tzibas that need smicha. So if Yehuda takes out the Seiri Avodas Kechavim, he has to put it in another one. That's the question, which one should he put in? And he holds that the Seiri Hamish Daleach, that needs a smicha. Oh, Malay Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says a svar like this. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says no. Rabbi Shimon holds that the Seiri Avodas Kechavim needs, and not the Seiri Hamish Daleach. Oh, Malay Rabbi Shimon. V'aloi ein smicha lo b'baylim. V'ze aron abonim samchim boy. What's called the mitzvah smicha? When the baylim, the one that receives kapara, makes the smicha. But over here, Rabbi Shimon holds by the Seiri Mishtaleach, it's the Kohen Gadol that makes the smicha. And Rabbi Shimon holds the Kohen Gadol does not have any kapara from the Seiri Mishtaleach. So that's not called the mitzvah smicha. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds it's the Seiri Avodas Kechavim and not the Seiri Mishtaleach. So on this, Oma Aloy, Rabbi Yehuda like says back to Rabbi Shimon, Af ze Aaron Abonim Eschaprim Bar. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, then the Seiri Mishtaleach, it's good why it's called the mitzvah smicha, even though the Kohen Gadol has to do it, because he holds the Kohen Gadol does receive a kapara from the Seiri Mishtaleach. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, does the Kohen Gadol have any kapara in the Seiri Mishtaleach on Yom Kippur or not? Now the Gemara explains, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah says, V'yozdul l'tamayu, they both go according to their own time. V'yozdul l'tamayu, the Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'chiper es migdash hakodesh. So, ze l'fnai l'fnim. This means this comes from a chaper on a tumas migdash hakodeshiv. It happens l'fnai l'fnim. If somebody came into l'fnai l'fnim when he was tamei, so this korban is mechaper. That's v'chiper es migdash hakodesh. So Rashi said this, talking about after the Kohen Gadol finished the Avodah with the par and the dam of the Soyer that he brought, so it was mechaper now for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav. Then the Pasuk says, V'yes Oyel Moyed, what does that mean? Zehechel, if anybody came into the Hechel when he was Tamei, so this korban now, the Soyer Lufnim is mechaper. Mizbeach Kimashimo, like it means the Mizbeach, whoever came near the Mizbeach when he was Tamei. Yechaper, Elo Hazaras, whoever came in to the Hazara when he was Tamei, he needs a Kaporis Mechaper on him. Kahanim, the Pasuk says, Kemash Shimon, that the Kahanim also have received a Kaporah from this Korban, if they came in at all when they were Tamei. Then the Pasuk says, I'll call Am Hakal, Elo Yisrael, even the Yisraelim also get a Kaporah from this Sor HaPanim. Yechaper, the Pasuk says, Elo Halavim. Levim also have a kapara from this korban of the soil lifnim. So it comes out hushvul kulam the kapara achas. It comes out you all have the hushvul, they all equal to receive a kapara shem mischaper and besorah mishtaleach. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda that everybody, even the kahanim, also receive a kapara from the soil hamishtaleach. That on the shara of eris that they did, they all received the kapara from the Seiri Mishtaleach. As Enechnami, for the Aveira of Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, each one is separately. The Kohanim had it from the Par, and the Yisraelim had it from the Seiri Hanasan Lefanim. But on Shara Aveiras, as Hishvu Kulam, even the Kohanim also received a Kapora from the Seiri Mishtaleach. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So is good what a Tanakama of Yehuda. Now Mishnah says that a Korban Tziba that needs Smicha is called the Soyer HaMishtaleach. Even though it's the Kohen Gadol that makes the smicha, it's good because he has a kapara from this korban on his shara veris, not of the mikdash tumas mikdash kadoshav. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Kishem Shedam Sarhanasa Befnim, Mechapra Yisrael, Atum Shemitish Gadeshov. The same way if it regularly Yisrael did a chet, he came into the Beis Hamikdash when he was Tamei. This Sarhanas Lefnim is Mechapra on him. Kach Dam Hapa, the same way the Dam Hapa is brought for Kohen Gadol, Mechapra La Kahanam Atum Shemitish Gadeshov. That if any Kohen came into the Beis Hamikdash when he was Tamei, his kapara comes from this power of the Kohen Gadol. Now, Kishem Shevidu Shosor Mashtalech, Mechapra Yisrael, Bishar Averis, just like the Sor HaMashtalech that was sent away. The Kohen Gadol says his Vidui. The Vidui is to Mechapra on Klai Yisrael. For the Shar Averis that they did, not the Kanim, only Yisraelim. So, Reb Shimon holds, Kach Vidui Shapar. The same way when the Kohen Gadol said Vidu on his own power was Mechapar ala Kahanim, Bishar Averis, and all the other Averis that the Kahanim did, they had the Kaporo from the power of the Kohen Gadol. So it comes out according to Rabbi Shimon that the Kohen Gadol had no Kaporo at all from the Sor HaMashtaleich. Therefore, that's his time to say that cannot be the Korban Tzibah that needs Smicha. It's not called the Smicha. Since the Kohen Gadol does not have a Kaporo, it's not called the good Smicha. If Rabbi Shimon takes out the Sor HaMashtaleich and instead he puts in the Sirei Avodas Kechovin. Now the Gemara asks the question, for Rabbi Shimon, Hovadoi Hushvu, I according to Rabbi Shimon, there's a Hishvu, the Mashmo, that everybody has a Kaporah from the Sor HaMashtaleich. So Gemara says, in, yes, Hushvu de Bnei Kaporninu. The Hushvu Takam, the Sawyer and the Pnim, or the Sor HaMashtaleich, the Sawyer HaPnim, the Hushvu Ladodi. That what? That they both are mechaper. Miu kochad v'chad mechaper b'tenavshei. Each one has his own kapora. Meaning to say only Klai Yisrael has the kapora. Yisrael have the kapora from the Sor HaMashtaleich. But the Kahanim, all the kaporas from the power, hell is from the power that Kohen Gadol brings. Nothing to do with the Sor HaMashtaleich. Now, the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he says yes. Kahanim received the kapora from the Sor HaMashtaleich. Tumas mitzvah shekadoshov Yisrael mechapre bedam Sor v'nasa b'fnim. That on this avera of the tumas mitzvah shekadoshov, see it was different. That on the Sor v'nasa b'fnim was mechapre for Yisraelim. For Kahanim, the Kahanim had a kapora for their chet of mitzvah shekadoshov b'par shel Aaron. B'shar averus, what about any other averus that they did? A levielu mechapre b'vidu Sor HaMashtaleich. Everybody has the kapora from the Sor HaMashtaleich. So again, it's good that Rabbi Yehuda Shita, why the Kohen Gadol could make a smicha on the Sor HaMashtaleich, because he also receives the kapora on his Shar Averus. Well, the Rabbi Shimon the Gemara says, "V'Shar Averus Nami Kahanim Bevidu Depar Mischapri." According to Rabbi Shimon, no, the Kahanim received the kapora even for Shar Averus on the power the Kohen Gadol brings. Like it says, "Echad Yisro V'Echad Kahanim." They all have their kapora in Yom Kippur. If so, ma ben Yisroel lekahanim lekoyim Mashiach, what's the difference? Ela shedam hapar mechapor al kahanim al tumas mitzvah shekadoshov to divu Rabbi Yehuda. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Oimer though, kishem shedam ha-soyr ha-nasa b'fnim mechapor al Yisroel. Just like the soyr ha-pnim was mechapor on Yisroel, did it chet al tumas mitzvah shekadoshov. Kachdam ha-par, the same way the par the Kohen Gadol brought, was also mechapra al-kahanim for the aveir of Tumas Mitzvah Shekadoshov. If Shimon says also, Kishem Shevidu Shosor HaMashtaleich, mechapra Yisrael, just like the Sor HaMashtaleich, the Kohen Gadol said the Vidui, for the Klai Yisrael, for the Yisraelim, Kach Vidu Shepar mechapra al-kahanim, who had in the Vidu, the par brought, the Kohen Gadol's par, was also mechapra for the Shar Kahanim and all their aveiros. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that the Kohen Gadol had nothing to do at all with the Sor HaMashtaleich. He had no kaporo from the Sor HaMashtaleich. Tana Rabbanan, what about this in the Braisa? The Pasuk says, V'somchu zikniu edo es yedeyem arosh hapar, that on the par of Helam Dover, when they threw over the Klayus or did a chet to listen to the Sanhedrin Agadolo, so now they have to bring a par of Helam Dover, and it says, the zikniu edo, the elders, they make the smicha. So, Arosh HaPar, Swidashin, Par Toin Smicha, and Echonami, this Par Helam Dover needs Smicha, but the Ein Sirei, Avodas Kechovim Torin Smicha Dibri Rav Yehuda. These are words of Rav Yehuda, that the Torah that's brought for the Chet of Avodah Zorah, there's no mitzvah smicha. And according to Rav Yehuda, the two smichas of Korban Tzibur is Par Helam Dover and Sarah Meshtaleach, not a Siri Avodas Kechovim. Rabbi Shimon Oymano, Rabbi Shimon says, Par Torin Smicha Bezkenim. True, the Par Helam Dover needs a smicha through the Zkenim. But the Ein Siri Avodas Kechovim Torin Smicha Bezkenim. But if Christ saw the Chet of Avodah Zorah, and they have to bring the Sawyer, so the Zkenim do not make the smicha. Ela rather be Aaron. There is a mitzvah smicha, and who has to make the smicha? The Kohen Gadol. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Now Mishnah, that not that the Sora Mashtalech is called the smicha, but rather the Sirei. Avodas Kechovim, that's Mechaper. It's not to say the Kohen Gadol did a chet. This korban is Mechaper for him also. Therefore, he has to make the smicha. Now the Gemara says, Rimini, we have a question. I'll throw you a question. Vidarshin HaChai. What does it mean to say HaChai? Says the Samach Aaron, Arosh HaSar HaAl Soyer HaChai, it says. So what are we darshin? That HaChai toin smicha. When the animal's still alive, you have to make smicha. But the Ein Siri Avos HaKofim toin smicha. That only over here, the Soyer HaNasa Lefnim, that needs smicha, but not the Soyer of Avos HaKofim. It does not have a mitzvah smicha. These are the words of Rav Yehuda. That's very good. If you hold that only the Sora Meshtalech needs a smicha, and not Tzira Bezachovim. Rabbi Shimon Noyim says like this, Chai toin smicha bi'aron, that the Sora Meshtalech, that's the one that needs smicha with the Aaron.